Hi, my name is Val. I'm here to interview for today. Can you please state your name for me?
My name is Olivia Lopez.
Oh, okay. Hi, Olivia. Can you please tell me about someone who had a big influence in your life?
I would say, definitely have to say it's my grandma.
Okay. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that your grandma taught you?
She taught me so much about culture, traditions, and I would have to say the most memorable one is how to make corn tortillas.
Okay, and I want to review those memories with you. What was so memorable about the corn tortilla, the instructions and giving, learning how to make the corn tortillas?
I would have to say the most memorable thing about it is how we were learned. It was in the summer of my 7th grade year, and she said, "Well, you're always here, so I think you should learn how to make corn tortillas. I think it's about time."
Were you alone at the time when you were learning how to make tortillas with only you and your grandma?
No, I had some of my cousins with me.
Okay, and how many cousins?
About four.
It was four of you and your grandma. Okay, what are your proudest, what were you proudest of? What does it make you feel? Why do you feel proud about having the opportunity to learn from your grandma the recipe?
I would have to say that what made me so proud about it is that it wasn't easy to learn and it took so a lot of practice. It took me all summer to perfect the recipe. And after learning it, it just made me feel so happy that I could really please her like that.
Okay, and how, you know, what is the most influential thing about your grandma? What do you think that is your grandma still with you or?
Unfortunately, no. She passed away 4 years after she had taught me how to make corn tortillas. But it was all right because every time we make corn tortillas, I remember her.
Okay, so that was the most memorable thing about her is that she was able to pass on the recipe to you and your cousins.
Yes.
If this was to be your very last conversation pertaining to your grandmother, what, you know, is there anything you would want to say, you know, about her?
I would have to say that she was a wonderful, hardworking woman, and she deserved all the love and affection she ever got throughout life, you know?
And she was very hardworking.
Yes. If you ever needed something done, from knitting to sewing to cooking, if you ever called her, it doesn't matter what time it was, she would try her best to help you. She was a wonderful woman.
So if you could speak to her now, what would you say to her?
I would have to say thank you.
Okay, is there any wisdom you have learned from your grandmother? What kind of wisdom did she pass on to you and your other cousins and your siblings and even your mother? What wisdom? What?
Be proud of where you come from and who you are because those are the most important things in your life. Never let anything let you down from being you and be happy that you have all this wonderful years of everything.
Wow. Well, it was a real pleasure to have met you, and I think I need to share something that that was, you know, taught to me too, and I have a very nice story pertaining to my own heritage. I am from Haiti originally, and every first of the year we have a specific type of dish that we prepare, which is called soup jumu. And 1 year my mother was not around, and I was made to by my brother because he was newly engaged and he wanted me to prepare that soup for his brand new fiance. But unfortunately, I was very, very ill. I was very sick with a very bad flu. And so lo and behold, and I've never done that soup jumu before. And my brother dragged me out of the bed, and I was able to find a little strength I had in me, and I was able to prepare a fantastic dish. And even though my parents were long gone now, you know, every first of the year when I prepare it for my own children, I do remember them. I remember their love, their comfort, and their example. So it was a real pleasure to reminisce and go down that lane again. It was lovely speaking to you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You like it?
I like it.